After billions of miles, Cassini is almost out of gas. In 1997, scientists sent the NASA spacecraft to explore Saturn and its 62 known moons. For these last final months, though, Cassini is doing some pretty impressive acrobatics. Right now, it's actually flying in between Saturn and its rings, taking stunning photographs along the way. Ari Daniel, with our WGBH partners at NOVA, has been following Cassini's farewell tour. First off, remind us of Cassini's backstory. What was the goal of this mission?
The goal of Cassini really was to explore the planet Saturn and some of its moons, including Titan and Enceladus. It's done so remarkably well and given scientists a treasure trove of data.
So, Ari, recap for us what we've learned so far with Cassini up there.
Cassini's been taking all sorts of images and relaying data back to Earth since it started. We've learned that there is a hurricane present on Saturn that's parked over its north pole. They've also been able to learn about a couple of Saturn's moons. With Titan, they actually landed something called the Huygens probe on its surface, and they found these methane lakes. They were also able to fly Cassini near Enceladus that has this kind of icy crust. Beneath that crust, they're pretty sure that there's liquid water. As Cassini flew near Enceladus, it passed through these ice plumes that kind of surge out of the surface of Enceladus. So they've really been able to get a close-up glimpse of a lot of what Saturn and its moons have to offer.
Now we get to the topic of Saturn's rings, which is pretty exciting. What do scientists hope to learn about them?
So Cassini is actually going to be ending its mission on the 15th of September, where they're going to be sending it hurtling towards Saturn, where it'll burn up on entry. And in anticipation of that final moment, they've altered Cassini's trajectory. Cassini has begun a series of new orbits that take it inside, in between Saturn's surface and its rings. One of the things that scientists hope to understand is what the mass of the ring system is. And if they understand the mass of the ring system, they're hoping they can understand where those rings came from and how they've changed over time.
Will Cassini send any info back about the surface of Saturn?
Saturn is a gas giant. One of the things that researchers are trying to understand is whether Saturn has a core, whether at its center there's a solid or even liquid core, which would tell us a lot about not just Saturn's formation, but about the formation of other planets in our solar system. So we're hoping to get a glimpse of what Saturn's interior may or may not be.
Some of us in the newsroom, when we heard that they were going to, you know, end Cassini's life by hurling it at Saturn, we thought, well, hey, Saturn's a gaseous planet. How's it going to explode? But you've suggested that it's going to kind of disintegrate on the way toward Saturn, the gaseous planet. Is that how it's going to go?
That's right. So as Cassini descends down into Saturn's upper atmosphere, it will burn up on entry. So it will no longer be able to beam data back to Earth, and it'll end up disintegrating. But one of the main reasons that they're going to be ending Cassini in this way is so that it doesn't accidentally kind of land on one of the other moons and crash. Enceladus, as I mentioned, they believe has a kind of liquid ocean underneath its icy crust, which may well harbor life, and they don't want to accidentally have Cassini crash on the moon of Enceladus, bringing with it possibly little hitchhiker microbes that came all the way from Earth.
Galileo would be proud, as would Giovanni Cassini, who discovered Saturn's divided rings. Ari Daniel is a digital producer with our WGBH partner, Nova. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Carol.
You can see some of Cassini's final images of Saturn. They're pretty stunning. We've posted a video from Nova on our Facebook page. Just search for The World.